My friend is a baseball coach in college right now, and this is what he told me a New Mexico scout said about you.
Okay.
He said, we might have to cut this. He said, he is the perfect baseball player, beer drinking, chasing son of a bitch. He's looking around.
We don't have to cut that.
That is Alex Bregman, who was on the Going Deep with Chad and JT podcast about a week ago.
We're Chad and JT.
So Going Deep with Chad is an Instagram account with about 170,000 followers or so.
Yeah.
He first made headlines by showing up at random California City Council meetings.
Oh, he's that guy.
And asking for statues of Paul Walker.
Is he the one that was asking for the keg to make keggers legal or keep keggers legal?
Probably. He also randomly does Fox News spots, and most recently he has bleached his hair because the coral is bleaching and he's standing in solidarity with the coral.
Good.
He's a funny guy to follow on Instagram.
So Bregman, boy, chasing bleep. He's a bleep chasing. What are they talking about? Dogs? Are they talking about,
kitty cats?
Are they talking about chasing like infield, like the fly balls? I don't know.
He's a cat guy.
Yeah,
big time cat guy like Paul Gallant.
That's my friend Todd Grantham, one of my former D line coach, who's now the defense coordinator for the
Florida Gators.
The Florida Gators.
Chomp chomp.
And he was almost, apparently the Bengals were trying to hire him. The Florida Gators were going crazy about that because they wanted to keep Todd Grantham. He once told me something about how, like, back in the day when you were allowed to say things like this, when they were recruiting defensive linemen, they wanted guys that were into either, how could I put this delicately?
Fighting or women?
Fighting or women. Yeah, let's say the two. But he said it with more alliteration.
Yes.
Fighting and blanking. So like guys with a lot of zest for life.
Understood.
But you got to be able to temper it, obviously. But you want those guys that are out there, like especially like really good pass rushers. Those guys are just like, they're on the prowl in life. Like whatever avenue it is, they're on the prowl. And you get that sense with Bregman. He's a little bit of like, he's on the prowl, like he's looking for action. It's a Houston Sports Award. I watched Bregman for a little while, like almost on a level where it got kind of weird. But I was like, almost like as an observer, I wanted to observe this animal in nature. And that dude, like you watch him like move about and like there's nothing about him that doesn't seem like it's fun. Like, he just, like, this guy the entire time he was there at this awards show, which a lot of times if you're an athlete there, it might get boring or cumbersome. He's getting approached by people the entire time, and he was just loving every second of it. Like, it never looked like it was overwhelming or anything, and he's got that little gleam in his eyes. He's a fascinating individual.
The gleam is something that you see constantly, whether he's doing the stare down at the camera after hitting a home run, or just honestly, I think at any point in life. So he was on this Going Deep with Chad and JT podcast, which made headlines because of this clip right here.
They got the better of us. A few of the guys on our team were banged up. Now, that's not an excuse at all. They played really well and they played really good baseball. They're well coached. They got a ton of good players. But after watching the Patriots win, the Red Sox beating us last year, there's no other city that I would like to beat more this year than Boston. All the tweets. We just did a reading of mean tweets for my YouTube channel.
Yeah.
They're all from Boston fans.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brutal.
We're going to have to find that when it actually is released because I looked and I did not find it last night.
This right here, Alex Bregman on Boston Sports, is the take of the day. That is a great opinion. They need to get revenge on the Red Sox and the Patriots add fuel to the fire because the same freaking people are getting joy out of both.
I'm just happy to hear that there's actually people in Boston that care about baseball. I was under the impression that nobody cared about Boston anymore, and they were just bored of championships and whatnot. That's what I hear. The biggest complaint out of Boston these days is, does it feel like, do we even care as much as we should anymore? I mean, we're just so awesome, and every sport's been so good over the last 20 years that I just don't care. So good for you, Boston fans.
I will say it is probably up there when it comes to cities that you would want to be, because I can't really think of another one where you'd want to shut people up from it. Maybe New York. I'll to be perfectly honest, I'll say that every single time the Yankees are remotely good, there's nothing that feels better than just shutting up those arrogant idiots.
It's like the Lakers.
Right.
Because you feel like eventually they will always be good because it's like there's a regression to being good because of the market and the money they have.
But Bregman's right. It's Boston right now, especially with all the success that they're having. But for me, guys, this was not the biggest headline that came out of Alex Bregman's visit on the Going Deep with Chad and JT podcast. I think there is another reason that the Astros must re-sign Justin Verlander, because Alex Bregman shared all sorts of details about Verlander and all that he has to offer. First off, just talking about what a mentor Verlander is.
I go to him whenever I have a baseball question about trying to become the best baseball player I can possibly be.
That's cool.
He's a guy you can go bounce stuff off. He'll tell you, he's not a yes guy. He'll tell you you're crazy, or he'll tell you you're right on.
Mm-hmm.
And you need guys that are not yes guys around you in your life. You have plenty of people that'll just say whatever you want to hear because, oh yeah, well, I'm going to say whatever you want to hear because I want to get on your good side. But you need the guys in your corner that say, like, no, don't do that.
Yeah.
Yes, do this. No, don't do that.
And one thing in particular that Verlander gave advice to Bregman on had to do with his sleeping habits. Now, remember, Bregman's a bit of a notorious slow starter, but once he got going this past season, holy crap, he was the best player in baseball. I think you could make a strong argument for that. And the change in Bregman's play this past season might have come because of advice from Justin Verlander that had to do with his sleeping habits.
I was feeling a little tired, like early in the year, and Verlander actually came up to me and he's like, hey, bro, how much do you sleep at night? You look tired. And I was like, sleep like 7-8 hours. And he's like, bro, you need to be sleeping 10 to 12 hours. I was like, really? He goes, yeah. So like the first 2 weeks of trying to do sleep 10 hours was like sleep sounds seven hard. And then try and go force yourself back to bed and stuff like that. So for that first month, I was working on it, but probably June, July, I was getting 10 hours a night, waking up at like 11 a.m., eating breakfast, hanging out with my friends, family, whoever's in town. I always got a crew in town with me. It's the best. It's the best. Hang out with them, eat some lunch, and then go to the field around like 1:30. And performance skyrocketed since I started to sleep. So I'm a believer now. And I think every time I need some advice on the staying healthy, staying on the field, I always ask Verlander. He seems to know, and he's like one of those Tom Brady, LeBron guys that are getting better as they get older.
That sounds like the life.
It's like he was answering the question that we were asking last week, was just how committed is Verlander to health? Is he like Tom Brady?
Super committed.
And I knew he was committed. I don't know if I'd ever heard the Tom Brady dedication invoked. So there's two things to unpack there. One is this: to get 10 hours of sleep a night.
I'm so jealous.
I honestly, though, you're jealous?
I am. I feel sleep deprived.
Yeah, I know, but this is what I'm about to tell you something, Paul.
Ten's hard.
Paul, I know it's hard. What does that involve? It involves sacrifice.
Yes.
And it sounds weird to say, like, wow, this guy's sacrificing by getting a lot of sleep. But we all know how hard it is to force yourself to go to bed on time, especially when you have the world laid out in front of you like young Alex Bregman would. Like, to force yourself to get 10 hours of sleep a night, that is commitment. Like, that's sacrifice in a lot of ways. But once you realize it, as all these various athletes like J.J. Watt will tell you, it changes everything. Paul, you're very capable and able to get 10 hours of sleep within a day. Not in a night because of our job, but 10 hours if you actually carved out time. I'll guarantee you right now you waste at least 2 hours a day on social media. Like, when you're using I'm not saying you're being lazy. You're just not using it efficiently. It's part of your job to use social media. But I know myself, like, how inefficient I am when you go chase a rabbit hole.
I feel like I don't use it enough, to be perfectly honest. I mean,
what?
I feel like I don't use it enough. Yeah.
How so?
I feel like I'm not on Twitter nearly enough, as much as I need
you're
to
on
be.
It too much.
No, seriously. I mean, I'm not Tyrann Mathieu. And by the way, we have some Tyrann Mathieu tweets to probably dive into a little bit later this
Eight
hour.
8 minutes from right now.
But no, seriously, man. I for the most part, I schedule posts, but I don't actually, like, sit on Twitter and interact with people a whole lot. No, I honestly need to. That's probably why my follower number's been at the same thing for, like, 2 months.
Well, you're a young single man with no children, no wife.
I don't do anything on weeknights.
You've got two jobs. What's preventing you from getting 10 hours of sleep in a night? Other than your schedule, you'd have to break it up into two chunks.
Honestly, I don't know, because every single day I feel like I'm working, like, just nonstop.
Yeah.
And, I mean, yesterday I said to myself, I want to do a blog. And a little bit later, I said to myself, oh, I want to do a podcast tomorrow.
Right, so Alex Bregman gets 10 hours of sleep a night. Paul, your task is to just go ahead and document. You need to do a flowchart of what you do every day.
We'll bring this in, like, for Positive Paul tomorrow, and you'll hear that at 6:45. But I want to go back to my main takeaway from Alex Bregman's sit down and going deep with Chad and JT.
Yeah. Yes.
The Astros have to re-sign Justin Verlander because Verlander is going to continue to pitch well, number one. And number two, Justin Verlander is going to be able to provide advice to some of these other players on this team that help Alex Bregman have the kind of second half of the season that he had. Okay. Imagine having like this guy not only as an elite ace for your starting rotation, but also for basically a life coach for all of these young players on the Astros who are still, in some ways, figuring it out. He is an unbelievable asset. Extend him. I don't know what that means in terms of extending Gerrit Cole or anyone else, but you need to have Verlander here, and I think that you should probably have a long conversation with him now. Get him extended now, because he's going to be pitching as well as he pitched this past season for probably the next 2 to 3 years.
Okay, I would definitely consider extending Justin Verlander. My problem is I would love to jump on the boat that you just sort of built and created extending Verlander. I just want to know what the years and the money are, because I got to think with my head and not my heart. Everyone, including myself, loves Justin Verlander. If this team didn't have Justin Verlander, they wouldn't have a World Series title. Having said that, he is 36 years old. And you can go through like how pitchers age, and usually age 36, 37, 38, 39, obviously they get worse. So I'm down with the idea, but I need to know what the numbers would be.
The problem is you're talking about typical pitchers, and including some really good ones, though, too. But just like Tom Brady and all these other guys that are just doing things, I'll tell you, the sleep alone is something that's so foreign to anybody that grew up playing baseball in the 80s or 90s. And what those guys would do, like that alone is just such so far ahead of where other guys were. I think Justin Verlander is going to be like Randy Johnson and Roger Clemens and these other guys that have some of their best years in their late 30s on into their early 40s.
I really hope so. By the way, we'll wrap up his interview, Alex Bregman's sit down with the Going Deep with Chad and JT podcast with this little clip. He was asked about Jose Altuve and how good of a hitter he is and how gritty he is. And just the end of this clip is fantastic.
Yeah, he's a little dude. He's an animal, though.
Oh, yeah.
That guy makes contact.
All the time. All the time. We just signed Brantley, too. He makes a ton of contact. He's a good addition to
got Brantley?
To the lineup. Yeah, we just got Brantley. So
nice.
Probably going to win another World Series this year.
So casual. It's so
Alex Bregman calls his shot.
Win another World Series this year.